Welcome to Babes in Voiceland. It's time to get comfortable and join in on the fun.
You know, the babes are pretty much into what's new, what's happening, what's the latest fad, what's the easiest thing to do, and we keep up with the times in a lot of different ways. But it's always fun to look back a little bit on how things used to be. So, you know, Beth has this set of books. We talked about it in an earlier show because she keeps everything.
Yes, I do.
This set of books is actually from the 70s, the late 70s, the early 80s, and it's got all kinds of helpful household hints on things. And so we've all been looking through and finding some real gems. And so we thought we'd share them with you tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it just to put things in perspective, you know, when you're chopping onions, it doesn't matter if it's 1979 or it's 2019. If you're chopping onions, you're going to cry.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So in this book, it has some really great tips that I think we could use today.
Let's hear it.
On how to better chop onions without weeping. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So shed fewer tears, and this is how you do it. You can cut the root end off of the onion last. Yeah. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Refrigerate the onion before chopping it. Run them under cold water. Rinse your hands a lot. Of course, don't rub your eyes when you've been chopping onions. That's a good one. Here's a couple of really great ones, though. Keep your mouth tightly closed while you're chopping the onions.
Oh, my.
Chop them with the exhaust fan operating. Well, suck that smell right up. But this was my favorite thing of all.
Yes.
After it tells you all these different things, you know what else it says? Or what? Wear a diving mask.
Oh, my favorite. That's my choice.
Can you picture that?
With the scuba tanks, too?
Yeah, standing at the kitchen counter with a diving mask on chopping onions. That's how they rolled back in the 70s, y'all. Anybody else got some good ones?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I have a good one here. Let's see. This actually brought back a lot of memories. When you guys were little, did your mom make any of your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
My mom sewed matching little outfits for my sister and I, you know, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't have a sister, but my mom always, you know, want sewing machine and make me clothes and all this stuff. So I remember, and I totally forgot about this, when they were going to hem the dress or the skirt or something they made, you had to stand really still while they went all the way around you, marking it or putting the pin so the hem would be even. Do anybody remember that?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Totally, so this brought back that memory to me, an easy way to hem a dress. A sink plunger is a handy gadget to use when marking a skirt for hemming. Mark the handle at the desired length, then move the plunger around the hem. It stands by itself, leaving your hands free to mark or pin. Is that hysterical?
Provided it's the sink plunger and not the toilet plunger.
Oh, my. Yes.
Ew.
But a sink plunger. I would have never thought of that, but it made me. I used to hate that. I'd be standing there. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? She's like, just stand still. I got to get all these pins in, and they'd have to go all the way around you and mark the hem.
I forgot all about that. Just laid it out. Used a tape measure and
I forgot all about that. Standing there to have the hem mark.
Don't move, don't move.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Right? Remember that?
Yep. Who else has got one?
I have one, but it's very practical. I think I think this is good. It's a hint for the kitchen, or it could actually be anywhere. What happens if you don't have a corkscrew and you're dying to get into a bottle of wine? What do you do?
Beth drives to the Red Rock and goes straight to the bar.
Yes.
No? Okay.
Yes. But I do know a thing you can do.
You do?
What's that?
Yeah. Okay. You can. I saw this on something on the internet one time. You take the bottle.
Must be true. Yeah.
And you take like a guy's shoe and you pound the heel into the the big round end of the bottle.
Oh, the bottom.
And the cork,
the back.
The back. You just pound a shoe the into there, really. And the cork will slowly start to slide out.
Yeah. Well, now I hit the bottom of jars to help loosen them when I'm trying to unscrew a top that is brand new and the seal hasn't been popped yet.
Yeah.
You smack the bottom, and it helps open the jar.
Oh, well, I guess if you smacked it long enough, but maybe the cork would come out.
But what does the help? What does the helpful hint book say? What does the book say, Erica?
Well, the book says,
yeah,
run hot water on the neck of the bottle.
Yeah.
And then since heat expands the glass, mm-hmm. you know, heat expands glass. So if it's hot, the water's hot enough, the cork will get loose and just pop out by itself.
Huh. I never knew that.
Huh. I would think mm-hmm. it would go in and constrict it.
There's the teacher.
Well,
there's the teacher.
They didn't say what angle to hold it at, but I guess that's a yeah. good point. You might want to hold it cork down.
No, because
well, it's not going to just go. You know what I mean? It probably will have to just, you know, come out little by little. Well, I would think.
Okay,
I don't know. You think it pops?
I don't know.
Who's right. got one more? I have to do an experiment after this. But underneath it all, my section was called Slips and Bras.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Underneath it all.
Underneath it all. Yep. So to rejuvenate dingy white slips and panties, you need to dye them in hot, strong tea until the fabric is a shade darker than desired. Rinse until water runs clear. The color will not wash out. So forget them being dingy, they'll just be brown.
Oh, I did it on purpose.
Oh, I thought that was
God.
Pretty crazy.
Oh,
well, here's another one. This is before microwaves.
Okay.
Okay.
Obviously. So if you want to hurry up and get your baked potatoes baked faster,
yeah. mm-hmm.
there's different things you can do. You can cut slices from each end of the thing before sticking it in the oven. You can yeah. boil them for a few minutes. But this was my all-time favorite. Insert a nail through the center of the raw potato to shorten the baking time by 15 minutes.
God, I hope they washed it first.
Be like a little heat rod.
Oh my God.
You know,
yeah,
with the heat
exactly.
and the stuff.
Yeah,
that is ingenious.
We might have to try some of these, so maybe we'll stop tonight, try some of these, and let people know what happens.
Yeah, that so, might be a good idea.
Sounds good.
Welcome to 2019, a new year and a new Brooks Dream Show. Bigger and better and filled with amazing guests. Right, as if repackaging or rebranding will make any difference in the new year. Brooke isn't getting any younger. It's just going to be just as unbelievably... awesome! So hold on tight and enjoy the ride.
Okay, it's 2019. A whole new year. I've got this. This is my year. I just feel it. Oh, my back. Damn, this turning 39 again is getting to me. I've got to make it this year. Yes, 2019 is my year. Breathe, Brooke. Breathe.
Quiet on the set. Here we go in 5, 4, 3...
It's the new Brooke Stream Show, coming to you in waves, with the freshest, most current stuff out there. So sit back, relax, go with the flow, and enjoy today's exciting guest. The views of this show are the opinions of the host and her guests, and not a reflection of us at BTY Broadcasting. Here's Brooke!
Good afternoon and welcome to Streaming It Live. I'm your host, Brooke Stream. Today, I have with me a woman who needs no introduction as she knows everything.
God, what was that? That made no sense. We need to be introduced to her. She's the all-knowing, not us. Take it from the top.
But my notes say she's all-knowing. I don't understand. Cal?
What? What's all the shouting? I'm right here, Brookie. I'm right here.
Why didn't you answer? And the director says that my note cards are wrong.
No, they're correct. Madame LaRue needs no introduction because she knows everything.
Well, I guess that's right.
Fight! Now, see here, the director is too big for you to fight, but I can take her for you. Yep, just give me the word and I'll lay her out.
Wait, what? No. No fighting on the set. Huh. Where do you get these crazy ideas? Uh-huh. I've got this. 2019 is supposed to be my year. A new and better year.
What? Yeah, I can hear. I got the new hearing aids for Christmas, see? They're so small, you couldn't even tell I had them in.
Enough! Back to your starting places. Let's take it from the top. Quiet! Quiet on the set. Here we go in 5, 5, 4, 3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Streaming It Live 2019. I'm your host, Brooke Stream, and today I have with me Madame LaRue, who will be helping us start the new year off right. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Great show, everybody. Great show. It's a wrap. You heard, Brooke.
Huh? Cal, what are you doing?
I'm wrapping the show, you know, thanking the guests like we do every show. Sheesh. Just because it's a new year doesn't mean I don't know how to do things. I'm still as sharp as a tack, unlike some people around here.
Oh, Cal, what? No, we just got started.
But you said thanks for joining us today.
Oh, right, because I'm glad Madame LaRue is joining us today.
What? What? It's not okay. I want...
Just get off the set so we can get started.
Fine. I'll just go stand back over here in the corner, out of the way, just like I did last year. So much for change. It don't seem like anything has changed.
Oi, quiet! Quiet, everyone! Let's take it from the top.
Madame LaRue, they say that you know everything. Can you tell us what the future holds?
I see that we are not prepared for the changes that are coming. 2019 will hit you hard unless you change.
Changes?
What changes?
Well, let me lay my cards out here on the table. Oh, oh my. Yes, yes, it's plain as day. We have the card of despair. See, the old woman is weeping.
What old woman? Sweeping? That's my job.
No, no, dear. Weeping. Worried that she can no longer keep up the charade.
What? That card must be a mistake. I don't know what you are talking about.
Oh, the cards never lie. No, no, no. You need to be ready for the storm that is coming.
Cal?
What? What? I'm just sweeping here as quiet as I can.
Shh.
What else do the cards say? Oh, here's the tower, and it's under siege. I can see the fire burning.
Fire! 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 I got the fire extinguisher! Get out of the way!
Cal, no, stop!
My cards!
Hey, what the... Give that to me, Cal.
Oh, sure, that's the thanks I get for trying to keep the whole set from going up in flames. Somebody needs to light a fire under Brooke's butt to get this show off the ground. Always yelling at Cal, always yelling at Cal.
Oh, no, not again. 2019 is supposed to be my year. I can't turn 39 again. I just can't. Please let this year work out, please.
Oh, my cards are everywhere. That deaf buffoon with the fire extinguisher is a storm unto himself. And it's only going to get worse.
And this year is starting right where the last one left off, in ruins. And I didn't need a psychic to tell me that.
Well, you know, we live in Vegas, and there are so many wedding chapels here and all kinds of crazy themed weddings and all kinds of nutty things. But here's something in Ireland, which is very far away, but an Irish woman whose name is Amanda Teague, 46 years old, married a ghost.
What? Get out of here.
Okay.
Come on. She married... Erica, did you read this on the internet?
Yeah.
It must be true.
It must be true. It's from the Irish Post, though, and it's a real paper. And they said that this woman married a ghost from the ghost of a 300-year-old pirate.
Arr. Get the hell out of here.
Well, no, his name was Jack. He was a Haitian pirate.
What? Jack. Wait, his name is Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean?
He was a Haitian pirate. She said he was her soulmate.
Uh-huh.
They got married on a boat, of course, in international waters off the Irish coast. But here's the sad part.
Wait, who performed the ceremony?
That's what I
keep
wondering. Not the crazy part?
No,
this is the sad part. Well, less than a year later, they got a divorce.
What? Get out of here.
Soulmate.
This is the goofiest thing I ever heard. But listen, you marry a ghost and you want to divorce him, I mean, does he have any say in it?
Does he get half your stuff? Half your pension?
I'm so confused.
I know. Well, I just thought that you might want to hear about that because I thought it was a little different. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's a little different. Did the article say anything more?
No, they said Jack had bad luck.
He's dead.
Well, he'd been dead for, what, three generations, did you say?
300.
300 years.
300 years,
okay,
Jack
so at the
dead.
End of the article, did they happen to mention whether or not the lady went back on her meds because she's got to be crazy?
No, they didn't, but I think she should try to marry someone real, human or real.
Or closer to her own age.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How can you have a real marriage with a dead guy? I mean,
I don't... Well, that,
I think wait, you need to just think about
it. If there's a way to do that, I need to know.
Ricky Nelson, watch out.
Okay. Oh, that's where her mind was going. Oh my goodness.
Well, that's enough about that. We can let everyone think about that, ponder about that one, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's take this show out with some outtakes.
You need to cut me off.
Yeah.
When I say what, it's not okay. I want, and before I can even get the next word out, you're like, just get off the set.
Okay.
Cut me off, okay? All right, so I'm going to hit with what?
Oh, here's the tower, and it's... What the fuck did I write
there? F-R-C! It's the first F-5.
Fire burning!
Okay. Oh, well, here's the tower. Not oh, well.
No, oh.
Oh, here's the tower. I can see the tower. I can...
No, you got to be mysterious.
More mysterious.
I can see the fire burning.
Right, okay. Okay.
I got the fire extinguisher. Get out of my way!
Oh, Cal, no, stop. Why did you hold? Why did you do? Stop.
I'm getting
ready.
We're
just getting in character.
I thought she was telling me to stop.
I'm getting
okay. Cal's coming in. Here we go. Cal's coming in. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this year is starting right where the left one.
Left one. The left one and the right one are not the same.
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Need another glass of wine.
Oh my goodness.
Cow, Pam.
Okay. Are we rolling?
I think so.
We are.
I'm rolling on the floor a minute here.
Oh, the tears are rolling down my cheeks. Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay.
And this year is starting right where the last one left off.
Wait a minute. You're doing that like Madam.
Yeah, you okay. Sound like Madam.
Oh, okay.
And this
one is starting right where the last one left off.
But I talked over you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this year is starting right where the last and this...
The left or the right? The left or the right?
Choose a door.
Okay, get ready.
Here we go.
No laughing.
It's out of the
no
room.
Laughing under the table.
Is it time to leave the room yet?
Yep.
Oh, again.
We've cleared the room.
The room.
Okay, are we ready?